Hello and welcome. This is Suraj Kumar Pashtkar. Today I want to talk about measurement of soil moisture. This is the two type of general types of measurements relating to soil water are ordinarily used. First, by some methods the moisture content is measured directly or indirectly. Second, techniques are used to determine the soil moisture potential, tension or section. First, measuring soil moisture content in the laboratory, gravimetric method. This consists of obtaining a moist sample, drying in an oven at 105 degrees Celsius until it loses no more weight and then determining the percentage of moisture. The gravimetric method is time consuming and involves laborious process of sampling, weighing and drying in laboratory. Second, electrical conductivity method. This method is based upon the change in electrical conductivity. The change in soil moisture, gypsum blocks inside of with two electrodes at a definite distance are a part used in this method. Next, soil moisture stress. Moisture stress occurs when the water in a plant cell is reduced to a less than normal rules. This can occur because of a lack of water in the plant's roots zones, higher rates of transpiration than the rates of moisture uptake by the roots, for example, because of an inability to absorb water due to a higher salt content in the soil water, or losses of roots due to transplantation. Moisture stress is more strongly related to water potential than it is to water content. Moisture stress also has an effect on stomatal openings of a plant, mainly consuming a closure in stomata. Also, stow the rate of transpiration, which limits water loss and helps to prevent the wetting effects of moisture stress. This closing can be triggered by the roots sensing dry soil and in response producing the hormone AVA, which when transported up the xylem into the leaves will reduce stomatal conductance and wall extensibility of growing cells. This lowers then the rates of transpiration, photosynthesis and leaf extension. ABA also increases the loosening of growing root of cell walls and in turn increasing root growth in an effort to find water in the soil. The effects of moisture stress on photosynthesis can depend as much on the velocity and degree of photosynthesis. Decline during water depletion plants that are subjected to mild stress can recover in 1 or 2 days. However, plants subjected to severe water stress will only recover 40 to 60% of its maximum photosynthetic rates that day after rewatering and may never reach maximum photosynthetic rates. The recovery for moisture stress starts with an increase in water content in leaves. Reopening the stomata, then the synthesis of photosynthetic proteins. See you only in this episode. In the next episode, bye bye, take care.